The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down, episode 220. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Hi.
Brian Manjoma.
Well done, EA. You played yourself.
Oh, man. We're going to get to EA in a little bit. Brett Murdoch.
Sup, everybody?
And Mr. Adam Vale.
Where my Titans?
Oh, man, we're going to get to that, too. But before that, something very important. Brett, what you cooking, man?
I'm cooking some Guinness braised sausage and potatoes.
Oh, man, nice. Like super Irish shit, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm leaning into the stereotype, man.
That's hilarious, man.
You'll be having the macaroni and cheese with that.
I'm not even joking. I'm also wearing a flat cap while cooking this.
Oh, Jesus. It's hilarious. By the way, because I keep been forgetting this for a month, we got some codes to give away, people.
Oh, yeah? Where are these codes?
Yeah, we got two codes for Vermintide 2 for the Xbox. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait until people actually show up in the chat. Then I'm going to just dump them in there and first come, first serve. You know, we're not even doing nothing fancy, man. So it'll be crazy.
Yeah, that's from our buddies at Spawnami, right?
Actually, that's from Mr. Robert Workman.
That's from Robert Workman. Where's the Spawnami? Where's that one? Come on.
Yeah, we still got to work out the details on that. Because we got to give their fans a game and they got to give our fans a game. So interesting. By the way, Summit 1G is not playing Sea of Thieves anymore. He is playing the game that is our main topic, Apex Legends, baby.
Well, all
right. So let's get into it. Yeah.
Oh, the first of the month. Wake up.
By the way, if you guys saw, I was holding up a specific item that.
What is that, man?
If you ever looked at at Robert's background, it's always been glowing there. It's a Metal Gear Rising Revengeance sword.
Oh, nice.
I thought it was one of those science balls.
No, it's the sword from Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
All right, let our viewers check this thing out.
I'll put it up again.
Put it up again. I thought it was just a glowing ball. Yeah, like Adam said.
No, it's the Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
I thought you went to Sharper Image or something. No.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
No, that's what it is.
Okay. Yeah, Manny's actually a secret fan of that game.
It was actually a gift from a friend of mine. He'd been trying to give it to me for like a few years now. I've been in New York for a couple of spells for reasons I cannot speak about. But I was able to get that, and I probably will be back in New York coming next week. So,
yeah, somebody's turning 39 next week.
Yeah,
it ain't you.
It ain't me.
And it ain't me.
Yeah, that'll be you in May, baby.
That'll be me in May.
It's crazy. Man, let's get into it. So over the weekend, rumors started flying around. I think we even talked about it on the Questions podcast. By the way, I still call it the working title. I know it's Throw Down Your Questions. 220 episodes. I still call it the Questions podcast. It's hilarious.
The question show.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, we did the question show, and we probably talked about it. So the rumor was that EA was going to drop a Titanfall game out of nowhere. And people were like, okay, that's fucking weird, you know?
Yeah.
And sure enough, they did. On Monday, they dropped Apex Legends, which is a battle royale game that's set, quote-unquote, in the Titanfall universe. Even though the game has no robots, has no wall running, has no double jump. Right. And the game has now, 10 million players have played it, 1 million at the same time. Fucking crazy. You know, and, but here's the shocker, right? Apparently, and this is, you know, Jason Schreier broke the story. Yeah. Titanfall 3 was canceled in order to make this game. Ain't that about a bitch. And so, yeah, so let's talk to our resident Titanfall fan and get his thoughts. Mr. Vale.
Man, I'm pissed. This whole thing pissed me off. No one cares about this aspect of the Titanfall universe. It's all about the Titans.
10 million people care.
No. They willing to try this shit. It's free. It's free. If 10 million people bought this shit, then yeah, I would agree with you. Yeah, they care. No, they don't care. They're willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. They're like, all right, let's try this out. Respawn. We like Respawn. We like the gameplay. You know, it's the fact that it's not, there's no Titans. And they're like, oh, in the universe, might as well just say it's a completely different place because it doesn't matter. If you don't have Titans, it doesn't matter. And that's the whole reason why a lot of people bitch about the first Titanfall when they were doing all the weird little type stories of the PvP and stuff without the Titans. It's like, okay, that's cool as a mode, but that's not what we wanted from this. That's not what made this game stand out and look special. It was the fact that they had the Titans. You could jump on them. You could hijack them. Remember, you could grab people out of Titans and throw them around. It was a chaos on the battlefield. That's not this game, and that's not in this game. And they're like, well, maybe later down the road, depending on how successful and this and this and this and that. I was like, well, I don't want to linger around for that. This is not what I wanted.
Oh, if you give them money, they might give you a product you want down the line.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? That's like, big of them.
Mm-hmm, yep. And so I'm disappointed, and I think a lot of people are disappointed. But right now, everybody's like, oh, wow, new free Battle Royale game by a respected studio, Respawn. Okay, you know, let's give it a shot. And then that's why everybody's jumping on it. But I played it. I jumped in. I was like, all right, let me try it out. I'm like, the same shit. It all feels the same. I did not get that, wow, I'm in the Titanfall universe. It just wasn't there. Didn't have that feel, especially with the buildings. That's what I was looking forward to. If it's going to be even in the same type of environment, you know, you have to have those buildings. Remember in Titanfall when the Titans are maneuvering around all the buildings and you're running in and out of stairways? Where's that? Yeah, you know, that's not in this.
One thing I find, this what's interesting, like me and you, we kind of have the same feel. I think you're a little bit more angry than me because the thing is, like, to me, it's a standard, let's just say it, mediocre, you know, battle royale game, right? What do? You jump in, you know, parachute in or whatever. I think this one you fly in.
And he flies in.
Yeah, you land, you scrounge around for, you know, like items and shit. And then, you know, the map is shrinking. It's standard, fair, right? But the thing is, again, so that's the way I'm feeling about it. That's the way you're feeling about it. I go on my timeline since Monday, everybody is hyped. And I'm like, what are you guys getting hyped for? This is fucking generic. Granted, it is way more polished than fucking PUBG. I'll give them that, you know. And it plays good because it still has the Titanfall controls minus the wall running and the double jumping. But it feels good. So I'll give them that. But, like, to me, I don't understand the hype. And what
I know what it is.
What's the hype?
Because the mode. The hype.
Okay, it's the battle reality.
That's the hot mode. That's it. That's the hot mode. I mean, hell, a version could come out and everybody on it because everybody is looking for Battle Royale mode. All the tweaks. Who's working on this? What environments in there? They love that mode.
Yeah, Adam, I need you to drop in and drop out because your mic's all fucked up right now. You sound like a robot.
He is hacking your shit right now, man.
Adam's so mad he turned into a robot, yo.
Yeah, Ray, he turned into a Titan. So yeah, just drop out and come back, you know? But yeah, like I said, I played it. I'm like, this is a generic Battle Royale game. Granted, I don't like Battle Royale. Maybe that's why. But then again, you know, Adam, he's a big multiplayer guy, and he's like, meh. But then again, Brett, you're a multiplayer guy. You don't even like this Battle Royale stuff.
No, I fucking hate it, man.
Yeah, so okay, what is it about Battle Royale? Let's see if we can figure this out tonight. What is it about Battle Royale that people love so much? I don't, Fortnite, PUBG, this shit, I don't get it, you know? I don't understand.
The fact that there is such quick successive rounds makes your win kind of inconsequential. If you fuck up in Fortnite, you just drop out and drop right back in. It streamlines the gameplay. And that kind of casualizes the game in and of itself. So, let me pull out the old DayZ soapbox here. So the similarities between what Fortnite is and what DayZ is at its core, they're very similar things. The scrounge around, fight off opponents, things like that. The difference basically being is that when they started to shrink the boundaries in, they kind of pushed that gameplay forward, and that kind of happened in Ark. So it makes everything kind of inconsequential, which makes the gameplay very casual. If you expand the time, if you give it an unlimited amount of time, people build things, they get invested in things, they claim areas, social drama happens. And in some games, that's pretty cool. But in games like Fortnite, like, meh, you die, whatever, it's over, jump into another one. And every once in a while, you get that number one, you gotta kind of get that rush of dopamine, and then you move forward. And I think that really appeals to that very kind of casual hangout in a group. Like, my boss's son is kind of that way. He just sits around in a group of, like, seven people talking all in a giant group. It's fucking chaos to listen to. And they all just kind of casually play a game, like nothing super competitive. They're just pretty much doing something on the side while talking.
So like a virtual chat room. That's that happens a lot in Destiny.
Yeah.
It's a lot of those grindy type games. That's what made GTA so popular. It's like, just run in there, run around, just kill stuff, do missions. It doesn't really matter what you do. Just hanging out. Once you do a party system, once you have a group going, that's it.
But what is it specifically about Battle Royale? That's the part I'm not understanding.
It's here. Just the most, but that's it. It's just what people are into right now.
Why?
That's just
the
why? Hold on, because hold on. It's...
The mode makes it super casual, which means it makes it a little of no consequence, which means it's a good game to play in the background when you're not only half paying attention to it, just like GTA.
But is it also because it's a new thing? Because, like, you could say the same thing about Call of Duty, you know? Like, that's casual as fuck, you know?
I think the same people that are playing that are playing Destiny, are playing GTA. I think the idea is that you can get, you know, dedicate 40% of your brain towards playing this game, and that's about it. There's not a big convoluted storyline to follow. There's not big, you know, heavy choices to make. It's pretty much, that's why people like looter shooters as a genre, because they're looking for something like that Michael Bay movie, you know?
I mean, that was
an ocean shallow as a puddle.
That was the main reason why Horde took off, the Horde mode. People are like, well, it's just waves of enemies. What's the fun? It's just fun. You hang out with your buddies, waves them coming, and you just keep shooting and killing them, and you just keep doing it over and over again. It's just fun.
Yeah, well, you know, it ain't fun to us three.
Friend.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, Adam? It ain't fun for me, you, and Brett.
it's not doing it for us. That's all. It's all right, you know. But it's just a different audience, different time.
I don't like casual games, man.
You know? Ooh, damn. Oh, tell me how you really
Some people don't like checkers, so it's the same shit.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, if you like those... Oh, go ahead, Brian.
Yep, I think that you also need to factor in the idea of what... like the game mode is actually doing, and it's like you against like what hundreds of people, like 20 people, 30 people. So it's pretty much like, hey, here's you with like random people, let's see who's the best. So
but it's doing groups, like, these are all groups now.
No, yeah, Brian's talking about Battle Royale in general, he's talking about Battle Royale.
Yeah.
So then now it's like, hey, now it's you and some friends, and let's see like if you guys can outwit these guys against these guys and that guys and that guys. So they've just taken like the idea of like a basic deathmatch thing and just made it bigger, and people just seem to love that.
I think Brian may be onto
popular in arcades.
No, I think I know how to explain it to Tony. Okay, so Tony, if you combined old school arena based shooters, like round based shooters, like Gears of War, right? Unreal, Gears of War, any of that kind of lineage, right?
Yeah.
Take that genre, blend it with open world. What do you get?
Yeah, not okay. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, because open world's hot right now, and people like competitive shit. And it's also new. You also got to factor that it's in the zeitgeist. That's a factor as well.
And not to mention, it's free.
And it's free.
And that's mean. It's a young. They've done the demographic. It's a young audience that play these games, so they all flock together. So if a new game comes out and it's free and it's in that mode that everyone's already comfortable and really into playing, they all jump on it. Why not? It's free.
Yeah. By the way, this reminds me of this story. I knew this guy in high school, Eddie, right? He was like a teacher's aide, and sometimes he would get me a soda, and sometimes I would get him a soda. You know, we trade back and forth. He's like, "Why is it that when I buy a soda for myself, it tastes like shit, but when you buy it for me, it tastes so good?" I think you're right about that. It's like if it's free, people just like it more. You know, it tastes better. You know?
Especially if it's coming from a quality studio.
Yeah. The game, you know, is a quality game, but I, you know, to me when I play, I'm like, this is generic as fuck.
Exactly. That's it. It feels very generic. It doesn't feel special.
It really doesn't. There's nothing special about it. It's generic at everything about like that would make it special. The Titans and the wall running and the double jump, not there.
It's so what not do
you
there.
Get? You just but get a generic ass game.
You understand that's on purpose, though, right?
They apparently, they said they did have it in the early builds of the game, and it didn't work right, so they removed it. That's what they said. Who knows? I don't know about the Titans, but specifically the wall running and the double jumping, it was in there when they were first making the game, but it didn't work well with the Battle Royale ship, so they took it out.
Then they realized that it was just Black Ops 3, and they were like, oh, wait a minute, let's take this out. Because yeah. That's what Black Ops 3 was, the multiplayer was just wall running, a bunch of that.
Yeah. I don't know. Again, you know, people like it. That's cool. I see Glorious War.
It's still early. It's yeah. not, it, it's
I think this is going to be this year's big game, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Just like right. Fortnite was, you know.
Who'd have thought you just need to copy slightly copy somebody yeah. else and just
if you told me that a game with no publicity would be the top playing game on Twitch for almost a week now, I would say you're crazy. But this game has fucking proved it. I think this game is here to stay.
I feel like the magic word is free. You know,
yeah.
It's something that you can get now. There was no lead up to it. They just dropped it and said free, you know.
But also, I don't think it's going to beat Fortnite because Fortnite is the third person. Fortnite, you get to see your character. You put wacky outfits on them and do all this.
Well, I don't know about beating Fortnite, but I think it's going to be this year's Fortnite. Understand?
Yeah, I think it's got to do more than this then. It's got to look at all the events and stuff that Fortnite have. I mean, if you're going to get on Fortnite's level, right now there's nothing on Fortnite's level when it comes to these battle royales. The events that they have.
I read this. Somebody said this game will not beat, in terms of whatever popularity, it won't be Fortnite. But so you should really say, is this going to dethrone PUBG? Despite what you may think, PUBG is still insanely popular.
Yeah.
People don't talk about it. What do you think has a chance of dethroning that one?
Nah,
I think it does because PUBG is a fucking mess, you know.
Man, I think it's a different audience because it's first person. You'll be surprised how many people play those games that don't like first person shooters. That's what I'm saying. You know, there's a lot of people that play PUBG and they like the fact they get to see more of the map. They get to see over the shoulder, you know, third person. So
yeah, you might be right.
First person, that's a whole different mindset. That's being trapped inside.
But do you think it could bring in a new audience, the audience that does like the first person?
It'll probably bring the people that don't want to pay for a first person shoot, especially a first person battle royale. So they're like, hey, this is free. Okay, yeah, why not? I'll jump in with my buddies.
Yeah.
But I'm not paying for shit.
I want to read something from Glorious War because he likes the game. He goes, Apex Legends is lit. I disagree with Brett. The whole point is the winning, the satisfaction of being number one. But that's going to happen. That's going to be such a rare thing, you know, that can't be the only thing you cling on to, you know.
This is here's your meter, Tony, if this is going to be a success. If you see Activision put Blackout as free. If they push Blackout as free, just the mode itself, that part, it's like, oh, yeah, you still pay whatever price for everything else. But if you just want Blackout, guess what? We got a free mode. If they do that, then we know. That they feel that Titanfall is doing something right. Oh, well, not Titanfall. Respawn, Apex. If they're doing something right. That's a good point.
I guess we'll have to see. But I really honestly believe, and again, you know me, Adam, I don't care if you give a fuck about this game, but I really think this is going to be one of the biggest games of the year. You know,
where are they going to make their money from? Did they say?
Probably microtransactions.
But I mean, like, is it you're getting weapons or like...
I don't want to go on record saying what it is exactly, but yeah. I'm going to assume it's microtransaction just like Fortnite, you know?
Because the thing with Fortnite is that you get outfits.
Yeah, Brian, what happened?
Oh, I'm just guessing skins.
Weapon skin. But that's what I'm saying. It's very limited because with Fortnite, third person, you get to see your whole outfit. You get to see everything. You see people running around in weird football outfits and other things like that. You can't do that in first person. You could do a little bit on your gun. And then maybe if you have an emote dance or something, it zooms out. But
look what happened with Destiny, you know, same deal as a first person. You know, people decked out their characters, you know.
It didn't bring them money. Look what happened. Mm-hmm. It didn't really pay off in the long run. It wasn't enough.
Yeah, because you could only see them in the hub or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I guess we'll have to see. But right now, yeah, no one can deny this is the game right now. This is the shit everybody's
talking about. I got to say one thing, though, that I'm really shocked. I'm telling you, I feel like we're watching a fight. And we're like, yo, Timmy, get up. You're undefeated. What happened with Red Dead?
No one's talking about Red Dead.
What's a Red Dead? What's that? It's all about the single player, man.
With their version of the Battle Royale that they had and all the other stuff, it just came and went. It like really did not make a dent. A dent. It's sad.
Here's the thing.
It's impossible to make a dent when you're not officially released yet.
it's still in beta.
Yeah. Also, by the way, I think I saw something about Red Dead, a little bit off topic, how... it's like one of the biggest selling games in recent memory and shit. Ridiculous.
Was it Black Ops? What was the game that was in beta and got Game of the Year?
That was PUBG.
PUBG.
That was PUBG. Yeah. So, actually, you're wrong, Carlos.
Damn, that's right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're beta.
Think about it like this. Fortnite won Game of the Year for some places. It didn't even release last year. It came out the year before. You know? hold on. Let me read this. Glorious War says, Adam is just mad Apex is taking away the spotlight of The Division 2.
No. I'm not mad. Because Division 2 is going to hold its own. And for that, that's for me.
The real reason you're mad is because, you know, the whole Titanfall situation.
Titan is a big part.
Yeah, it's like we were supposed to get huge. Respawn wanted to do... Okay, let's talk about this right now. This is a little bit conspiracy land right now. Okay. Because apparently Respawn, the report is that Respawn wanted to do Titanfall 3, right? But
they said they were doing it.
Yeah, but that's what they wanted. And then EA came out and said, no, you're doing this instead. We're not really, you're doing this instead. They just said, no, you're not doing that. And then right now, even Respawn saying that they made Apex Legends out of their own volition. They were like, no, we want to do this. This was not mandated by EA. I know I should take them at their word, but I don't fucking believe that.
Can you imagine?
This game reeks of made for the stockholders. Like, it reeks of that.
It was dropped really fast.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, in my head, this is what I think happened. EA exec shows up. It's like, all right, what do you got so far? Well, we're working on this. We've got this. All right, what modes do you have, like, finished now? Well, we started the multiplayer team over here. All right, let's see what you got. Well, we're doing our own battle royale. How finished is that? It's pretty finished. I mean, all right, that's it. We'll take that. Well, we still got the campaign. We got the mechs. We got all the... No. Let's just take this part. That's the hot part. Just give us that. Okay. Because don't tell me that these devs were on their side like they said, oh, this is with our heart. This is our love. I saw that little doc piece. Bullshit. Who's paying your bills? You got to fill out your reports. What did you do today? A side project that I love. I figured that'll be good to do. No, you did what they told you to do.
Yeah, no.
This is what they wanted and you did it.
It reeks of like company or publisher mandated, you know?
Exactly. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I
mean, you're gonna tell me that this is what they wanted all time to make a battle royale game? Come on.
Nobody's gonna ever say in a puff piece, oh yeah, the company really wanted this. They kind of said they would take all of our funding away if we didn't do it.
Yeah, of course. You know? Yeah,
everything seems rushed. It all feels like, you know what, Battlefield 5 didn't do well. Of course, the Battlefront didn't do well.
The fiscal year ends next month, you know?
Yeah, so we got there you go. Everything was the shit's hitting the fan. So they're like, all right, we need something out now. We need to drop something out. And the only studio that was working on anything was Respawn, and that didn't get canceled. So it's like, all right, what do you got that's done? And obviously they had some modes done. So even I believe that they probably did have the Titans involved in that. Because remember, those modes were in Titanfall 2. You had where you – pilot mode, remember? It was just pilots running around doing stuff. And then if you want, you could do the Titans and sprinkle them here and there. And I'm pretty sure they had that. And he said, you know, if we put on a big scale, maybe we're having some trouble with it. We'll have to spend more time. We don't have the time. Take that shit out and spit it. There we go. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if this does become a hit. We do see some Titans later on. But it sucks that I have to wait. It sucks that I have to hope. That should be a given. The whole point of Respawn that we were all excited about was something new, a new innovative IP that nothing here says new. If you, like you said it, this is El Generico VR mode. I want, if you're going to give us something new, think how badass that would have been. If you say, hey, listen, we're just doing this Battle Royale mode in the Titanfall universe. It was like, okay, and they show the world, and we see all those buildings that we're used to seeing, buildings and stuff, and we see Titans from all over the place just dropping and people flying around. That would have been awesome. That's chaos. exactly how they advertised Titanfall 1 and that first trailer with people dropping in, remember, and running around and shooting. Like, this is some crazy multiplayer. Put that in a battle royale. That would have been great. I would have been on board. But when you strip that part out and you strip out everything that made your studio special and you just give us El Generico VR mode, I don't care. I don't care. And yeah, it's hot now because it's free. And yeah, everybody's into Battle Royale.
He, Adam did play the game. I think he thought you didn't play it. I played it and Adam played it. And we both did. Would you call it El Generico? Yeah,
that's exactly El Generico what it is. VR mode.
There's nothing special about this game. You know,
I thought about playing it.
See, look at that. It was in spirit and his heart. It was almost there. But it just...
Me and Adam play the game, so you don't have to, Carlos.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's disappointing, man. But people like it, so who am I to judge that? You know?
But if we put some a positive spin on it, it plays well.
It does.
Controls are fine. It's still Respawn. They didn't make it cheap. It just looks very generic. It doesn't stand out from the bunch. See, the only thing, honestly, that makes it stand out is the free. Of a quality first person there's really nothing out there.
A robot again, man.
Shit, I don't know what's going on.
No, it's all that anger, man. Just fucking your shit.
Spitting the fire. Yeah, because I'm not. Nothing's going on in a happy place, though. Yeah. It's not like that's causing problems.
What's going on, Weapon X? He says he loves Apex Legends. I'm glad you do, man.
Well, that's good. That's cool.
Yeah, again, you know, if you like the game, that's cool. But, you know.
Yeah, we're not. Here's the thing. We're not taking any pot shots at the folks that enjoy the game. If you enjoy the game, you enjoy the game. But, I mean, at the same time, you do have to see it for what it is. It is obviously a cash grab at the same time. But it's just about whether you buy into that or you just want to, you know, you don't. And that's about it, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, like Brett was saying, people just want to, you know, shut their brain off and shoot stuff exactly. with their friends. And nothing wrong with that.
In a lot of ways, this game reminds me of that company's first release, Titanfall. The original Titanfall was kind of just like, okay, we don't have any time to develop any storyline, so here, we just put out this multiplayer mode. That's what the original Titanfall was, and remember how much flack the game got because it didn't even have any of that stuff in it?
Yeah.
And that was what Titanfall 2 became, that where it's like, okay, we got the story mode along with the awesome gameplay from the original game. So now it's like, okay, we got the other the awesome gameplay from the game that you really love, but we stripped out all the robots and the wall running and all this other stuff.
And the campaign.
So it's like they're back to square one again.
Yeah, no, you're right. But this is interesting. So Killer Instinct, Weapon X, Reggie, he goes, I have a question. Even though it's not the questions podcast, you know, we'll answer it. This is about this specific topic. If the game is so-called generic, then what's real? What defines a battle royale game? What are the rules? I'm just asking.
It's not about what's real. It's essentially the same sort of idea, just kind of reconfigured through another studio.
That's it. Change it up. Like Fortnite changed it up with the building aspect.
Exactly. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Video game companies do this all the damn time. Why do you think during the PlayStation 2 era / PlayStation 3 era, there was so many action adventure games where you slapped each other doing combos? Because that was popular at the time.
Webinex, you know how they could have changed it up? By putting damn Titans in this shit. That's how they could have changed it up.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's like, you want to add a different, like, well, how awesome would it be if you did have the Titan aspect inside of that?
Yeah. Think about it. If somebody was just to ask, all right, so I'm new to BR modes. What's the hot one right now? Well, we got one over here with Titans. We got another one that lets you build things, you know, and then we got the traditional running gun. But we don't have that.
I mean,
it's disappointing, man. It really is. But, you know, people seem to like it. But I think you're right, Adam. If this shit wasn't free, it wouldn't be blowing up like this.
No, definitely free is something to be said about it. I mean, to be honest, especially if you think about it, like a lot of the younger people obviously don't have a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
You know, they don't always get, games are expensive. And mom and dad, you tell mom and dad, hey, I'm going to get this game. It's free. They'd be like,
I mean, here's the best way to add somebody. Because it's like, all right, let's say there was a same price tag for this, like it was with Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Which one would you buy? Mm. And I'm pretty sure a large majority of them would go with the Call of Duty.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, like, I think if you, like, you remember how I said about the, how Titanfall was not, you know, the original Titanfall had that issue where it was like, it was just a multiplayer and it didn't have anything else in it. What if they decided to make that game free? People wouldn't have been as judgmental about it not having a single player mode. Same thing with that other game that was just online, was all multiplayer. Well, what was it? The monster game? What was it called?
Evolve? Not the Friday 13th.
Same thing with Evolve. If Evolve had been a free game as opposed to a $60 experience, that was the thing that everybody was complaining about. Oh my God, you're paying $60 for just an online mode? So what? Throw it out for free, put out a bunch of costumes, and then there you go. There's your new plan.
That was a different time, man. If that would have came out now, probably would have been
they
a different
made that game free.
Yeah, that game would have been free, and it probably would have done very well.
It eventually did go to free, didn't it? It eventually did, but by that time it was too late.
Special editions and shit.
Like 10 different special editions. You know, monster edition. You know, all kinds of stuff. But yeah, now the new idea for multiplayer games is. The new structure is you release a battle royale game, you release it for free, and then what you do is you have a bunch of microtransactions to get a bunch of aesthetics onto your character. That's the formula.
Yeah. Here's something interesting. Reggie says, he goes, it's like we have a Star Wars movie with no Jedis, yet it takes place in a Star Wars universe. Yes, that's a fair comparison, but what if you want to see Jedis? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna.
What if that was the key element that made your franchise special? That's the thing here. The key element that made the whole universe, the Titanfall universe, like they even said, is the Titans. You take them out, then it's not special. You've just killed your own product. You can't do that.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Richard Bailey Jr. joining us in the
chat. I've heard of him. I've heard of him.
He's a good guy, man. You know, he says that Evolve is an ironic name because nothing about that evolved.
That game did not evolve.
Oh. Damn, you're Richard, man. He's always the jabs, son.
Hit the berries.
All right. Anything else you guys want to say about this?
Richard knows how to cut.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to say about the Apex Legends?
Actually, you want to try name. It out.
This is just for the people in New York. Maybe elsewhere. Do you remember the Apex automotive commercials? The old guy.
I remember
the old
guy.
Apex Tech. That's what I thought of when I heard this. I wanted to see a picture.
Apex Technical School.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Apex Technical. Come here for all your experiencing of wannabe gaming.
Oh man! By the way, shout out to Glorious War for subscribing to us yet again.
Thank you, Mr. Glorious War.
Oh, for 3 months he subscribed. I like that.
Holy shit. Very nice.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this now. So I'm going to drop a code into the chat for it's an Xbox One code for Vermintide 2, courtesy of our friend Robert Workman. So here you go. First come, first serve. Just let me know if you got the code and all that. And I'll drop another one. Go ahead.
Yo, man. Yeah. And, you know, some of my Xbox fans, come on, jump in there, man.
Yeah, man. You guys say we're a bony cast. Yeah.
Come on, get in there.
So I'll drop that in here. I'll drop another one, you know, another half an hour or so. All right. So let's move on. I threw this into the show notes now because this is kind of related. Remember how I told you guys I had to go check on my nephews here now?
Yeah.
Basically,
we'll talk amongst ourselves.
I'm off the rest in there. Disney says that they're happy with EA Star Wars.
Bullshit.
So go ahead, guys. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, number one about that. It's like, because Disney has a deal with them, they're never going to say, no, EA is doing a fucking shitty job. They're never going to say that in a public. Come on.
No.
They're going to be like, yeah, we're totally happy. Meanwhile, they're going behind a deal and be like, so how can we fix this fucking thing?
No, if anything, I bet they can't get out of the contract right now. Maybe that's it. Or they have their lawyers working on ways to get out. So until then, they can't shit on them.
What was weird was the statements around it where they said, oh, we've never really made a decent game, so we don't think the EA job is too bad.
And that's right.
What are you talking about? You never had good games made or licensed.
Like, their Toys to Life didn't last. I think that's what they were bitching about because that was supposed to be forever.
Their Toys to Life thing didn't work because it was not so. It was already done at the moment when the Toys to Life bullshit was already kind of fading out. Everybody was already pulling back. Mm. So it's like, oh, yeah, it didn't do as good as we thought it was going to do. Yeah, because you were late to the party, dick. And what else? Well, what? Yeah, like, I just think it's kind of funny. They're like, well, I guess it's better than nothing.
Yeah. So was it Bob Iger? You know, he's the guy. He's like, oh yeah, like Disney's never been good at video games. You know,
so. I'm like, what?
Like what?
Yeah, there's some. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, that means you're essentially poo-pooing on all the games that were made from the original. Maybe he's not counting the Virgin ones. Maybe.
He's not counting since he wasn't CEO.
It was all the ones under that Eisner guy. Those were all shit. Yeah.
We don't talk about those.
Yeah. We don't talk about the Eisner games.
Yeah, I don't understand how he could possibly say they're happy with the EA Star Wars games when they're fucking, you know, they're shit.
There's only so much he can say in front of shareholders. He can't that type of stuff. He's not the Pope, you know?
He's not only saying that in front of shareholders. And to be honest, in the end, Disney still makes out like a fucking bandit with this. Because remember, EA is licensing the Star Wars property from them. So that means that EA is constantly paying them no matter what for the whether a game does good or a game does bad. They're still cycling money at them.
Okay, so I'm going to translate what he said. He's happy with the money they're getting from EA.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what he's happy with. He's happy with the money. It's like, okay, yeah, the games may not be doing that good, but EA's still fucking paying us.
Yeah. Man, I don't
get it.
That's how licensing works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever it's not the company, it's not the fact that a company is, you know, just decide, hey, we're going to make a Batman game or blah, 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 right? You know, a company needs to pay a licensing fee unless they're within the same company in order to get the rights to that property. So, you know, when you have all those movie games, that means that, you know, like remember when Sega was doing them, that means that Sega was paying Marvel money to make those games.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think a lot of people don't know that. You know? But yeah,
that's why those games came out so shitty, because they spent all this money trying to get the license for the game, handing it over to the company, and all they had left was a bullshit budget for a video game. That's why they all sucked, because they didn't have anything left. They're just like, all right, we got this license. Everybody knows what it is. Okay, so hand it to this company, because they jockeyed for the lowest price to make this game in a month.
Yeah, it's interesting. All right, I just had to throw that in there since we're talking about EA, and that's very weird. I'm like, really? You're happy? But all right, you know, you're
like, right. they can't make money off this shit.
They're not going to say they're unhappy, you know. That's how it is. All right, moving on here. So let us talk about The Division. The beta dropped last night or this morning, whatever you want to say. And I guess we'll give you our initial thoughts. Who played it in here?
I played it.
All right, so of me course. And you, yeah, we could go in yeah. there, obviously.
I logged in successfully to the Ubisoft servers.
Nice. There you go.
You did it.
Which, I mean, that's a 20-hour experience altogether. So.
Damn. Yeah, logging in was a bit of a hassle yesterday. You know, the whole preloading was fine. It was just logging in, mostly because I forgot my passwords and all that shit, you know. Let's just go to Mr. Division. Adam, what do you think of what you played so far?
It's still early. It's more the Division. I'm getting used to the aesthetics, because the vibe, the feel, it's very much Wildlands for me. You know, because I remember I spent hours and hours and hours in Wildlands also. And that's what I got from this. It didn't feel like Division. It looked like Division, the menu system and all that, but it's just not yet. At least early on, not yet. And even when you get to the White House, it's not even a spoiler. It tells you right there, that's the first headquarters. It didn't have that epic feel like getting to the post office down on 34th Street. I didn't have that feel. I just felt like I was at a building. You know, it's like, oh, here's this, and then now go out in the world and start doing stuff. And I'm like, well, I guess when I have, you know, other people with me, buddies, and we're running around and there's more fleshed out with the story, it'll be more engaging. But right now, it didn't do it for me yet. You know, you guys remember, everybody here, I think, pretty much, or besides Manny, I think everybody else played it for the first one, where you start off with the post office, and then the first mission is Madison Square Garden. It's an iconic location, and boom, you're in there. You're like, oh, wow, here we go. This didn't have that, at least for the beta. I didn't have that, but it's okay. It was just to introduce, you know, there's only certain items you can get. You can get the turret and a few other things. And, you know, I got to level 2. I don't know how far you can get. And you come across some groups and I don't know. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, I know I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to put a lot of time into it. You know, but right now, you know, it is what it is. It's the beta. You know, for all I know, everything that we've just played right now might not even be what we play at the beginning of the game. Might be completely different, because I remember the beta was completely different for the first division from when you actually get it. Because remember, you started off in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's
when
right.
The division game, you know, and yeah, you but, do but that whole one, thing.
What White House is your headquarters, just like the
yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I'm sure. I'm you know? Sure that's gonna stick, and that's what they already said.
Now, Adam, you know, before I get to my thoughts on it, do you think you may feel this way? Because I know you said one of your biggest kind of concerns, at least when the game was announced, was the fact that it wasn't set in New York. I know that was a big deal for you, that it was a New York set game. You know, you think that's maybe coloring your opinion a little bit?
A part of it, which is why I keep saying, you know, in my mind, I'm pushing aside, hey, it's just like a Wildlands type of thing. You know, it's, you're running around, it has a lot of greens, it's warm, it's different. It just has a different aesthetic, because there was something about not even just the New York aspect, but the winter, you know, bundling up, having your guy put on a hood and everything. It was like, oh, yeah, you're getting all bundled up for a storm. And then there was storms. Remember, the snowstorms would come and you could barely see what was going on. From what I'm hearing with this one, they have something similar, but it's rainstorms.
Yeah, they have heat waves and storms. Yeah.
Heat waves and storms. All right.
So they got crazy, man.
Yeah.
What do you talk about this game? I mean, it sounds like it should have dinosaurs in it or something.
Right? It's interesting. But so, you know, I mean, anything else? Because my thoughts are actually very different than yours, which is interesting, because you're Mr. Division. For me, when I played it, I thought it was epic as fuck. But, oh, shit, the fucking white. Because when you get there, it's like the White House is being surrounded by all these motherfuckers. I think they're called the hyenas.
Yeah.
So you got to go in there and kill all of them. So to me, like, fighting with the White House in the background, like, to me, that was way more fucking. Like, because here's the thing. I'm going to be honest right now. The one thing about the division that the first one that was like kind of meant to me was the fact it's New York. How many games have you played in New York? It's fucking boring. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I never been to DC. So to me, like fighting, killing motherfuckers in front of the White House was insane. I'm like, oh, this is real right now, you know? And I got to a point, like maybe an hour into it, where I'm like, okay, this is some division ass shit right now. I'm getting behind cover. I'm throwing out drones. I'm killing motherfuckers with my gun, you know, undercover. You know, I'm like, to me, like, even though I had my problems, you know, with the way the end game was, everybody knows I love the division mechanics. I love the cover mechanics. I love the shooting. Mm-hmm. So playing this was like comfort food. I was chilling. Like, you know, when you're playing, you get in the zone. Like, it just feels good mechanically to play. Like, oh my God, this is fucking amazing. Like, I played this shit for like a good 3 hours, and I had to force myself to stop because I have another game I need to review. You know, I'm like, okay, Tony, stop playing this game right now. Because
let's see when the game comes out. Let's see. But
like, just right now, and you know, and this is the shit I want to talk about before. I wish I had gotten that feel off of the Anthem demo. I wish I had gotten that feel. Because here's the thing. You know, you guys know me. I'm a sci-fi guy. I love science fiction. That's my bread and butter. I'm not really a military shooter guy. I've never been my thing. Yet, I like the military shooting game more than the sci-fi game. And I think I know what it is. Basically, Anthem, right? That's not what I want to see from BioWare, right? Like, I have certain expectations from BioWare. They're not hitting them, so I'm not happy. Division 2 is taking what I liked from the first game and making it better. So I'm like, okay, perfect. And to me, the Division, even though it is a military type of game, there are no other looter shooters that are military games. There's already a sci-fi looter shooter. You know, Destiny's a sci-fi looter shooter. So to me, Anthem's just doing the same shit.
It has very Red Dawn feel for those who've seen that movie.
Yes, I like that too. I like that aspect. Yeah. Like, you know, yeah. And I also like the fact that it's not post-apocalyptic, because you're trying to take the world back before it really does fall into ruin, you know? So I like that.
Yeah. But I did catch something at the beginning. It was part of their little opening dialogue where he was saying, did you have guns? Did your neighbor have guns when this happened? I'm like, man, I could just see people like, yeah, Second Amendment, baby. Get your guns. This game is for us. Everybody should play this, because this shit could happen. You know, an invasion happens. Where's your guns? Who has your guns? Go to your neighbor house. Let them protect you. You know?
Yeah, but so, I was having a blast, man. It was a lot of fun.
This is a fun game. I already know I'm going to enjoy it. It's no doubt about that. So I'm just getting ready for it. That's all.
Now, my question is that tattoo pending, or will you get it?
I probably still will get it. I got to figure out where to get it. but I most
you know where you're getting it. I know where you're driving. Oh, you mean your body? Okay, I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, on the body part. Yeah. On the body.
Yeah, by the way, for you guys who don't know, Adam is going to get a tattoo of the Division II done by Brett. So he's going to drive to where Brett lives, and you know, hopefully you guys are going to record it because that'll be epic as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that'll be awesome.
I just wonder. The most important question I have is: I wonder if Brett's going to give him a discount.
No, he said no discounts.
No, the opposite actually.
Yeah, well, you know, Brett charges more for tramp stamps.
Do you want
you know?
The good ink or the bad ink?
Do you want the watercolor where I spit into it, or do you want the
special sauce one?
It ain't that ain't water. Nasty, man. Hey, listen, Brett is a professional. Fuck he you guys. You know, but yeah, no, Brett doesn't do tramp stamps, Adam, so you have to, you know, think about a different spot, you know.
He also has a strict no dick tattoos.
Oh, I wanted to put my little astronaut, you know, opening up the hatch at the top. I thought that would be cool. Yo,
by the way, that was one of our post throwdown fucking conversation pieces. Like, yo, Brett, you tattoo dicks? The answer is no, by the way. Yo, we get crazy, man. But yeah, Division 2 is cool. I'm looking forward to it. By the way, plug. The Throwdown crew will be streaming that bitch.
Yeah, tomorrow that's going to be a fun one. Definitely going to be a fun one
with some of the fans. You know, so it'll be good times. Good times. All right. Let me look at the chat. What's going on over there? Trump the game. Are you crazy?
Trump the game.
Whoa, what
is the A team of Massive Entertainment working on Division 2? It's a Red Storm Entertainment. And I believe it's the A team of, you know, all of them, you know, but Red Storm is the guys, at least that I've
Red Storm been and Massive Games, those
yeah.
two.
Yeah, because I went to Red Storm Studios in North Carolina to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Cool and motherfuckers, man. Cool
I had Trump the game. Oh, he had a board game, which was like Monopoly way back. I remember.
Yeah.
My mom bought it because we were big into board games and it was on sale. And I remember she was like, well, it's like Monopoly, but just with, you know, new buildings. And I had a big picture of him and it was a huge box. Always remember that.
That's funny, man. Did you get the book too, The Art of the Deal?
Oh, no, I did not get The Art of the Deal. Because remember, at the time, people don't understand. Yeah. I mean, we're not getting political. We're just talking about like news stuff. Remember, he was always like in the news for like filing bankruptcy and all kinds of shit. So it didn't seem like he was a good businessman.
Yeah, right?
Know, I just knew it. He was doing shady shit. And here's that rich guy always losing money and sleeping with foreign women and stuff. Remember?
Yeah.
Always doing some
always showing up at other people's parties, you know?
Yeah, it's like, didn't think much of it, you know? So. That's why when I found all this stuff out, I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, right. None of that shit surprises me, though. But anyway, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on. Okay, this is interesting. So Microsoft wants to bring Xbox Live to other devices like Android, iOS, and Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, baby.
Ain't that about a bitch?
That's the future.
Yeah. All right, Chris, I want your thoughts on this first, man. What's all this about?
Well, I mean, this is Microsoft branching out as a service. This is the beginnings of what we've been talking about for a couple of years now.
You know. The writing is on the wall. It's just everybody wants to pretend it's not there.
Yeah,
it's sitting there.
They see it. They just don't believe it. That's the thing. They see it, but they don't believe it because we've never seen it before.
And it's a huge revenue potential because Xbox has perfected all these things like matchmaking, achievements, chat, all this stuff. So they license it out. So Nintendo is lacking in all these departments, right? Mm-hmm. Like every single thing that's good about Xbox Live, Nintendo does not do well at all, right? So imagine Nintendo games with achievements, right? Imagine being able to just have a chat outside, you know? They don't have a good chat. You have to use your phone. That's stupid. Yeah. So you'll get all this stuff through Xbox, and so that's impressive.
So that's where you think it's going to go. You think it's a partnership of that. I was seeing it as they were just going to work out a deal where they get their pay service, streaming service app on the Switch. Well, I didn't see them as really integrating those tools.
Game Pass as well. No, I think the tools will come as part of sweetening the deal, because think about it, like Microsoft has to see that, like that's an area Nintendo is completely lacking. It's like, mm-hmm. No, there's no good chat. There's no, Microsoft's matchmaking is pretty much top notch. And the integration of achievements, which Nintendo doesn't have. I mean, they have the My Nintendo coins or whatever, but you have to actually purchase something to do it. You don't get anything in game.
Yeah.
So imagine they change that now. right? That'd be pretty impressive. Be. Because what was the main thing, Tony, why you stopped playing Mario Odyssey? You were collecting moons. What was the main reason?
The main reason wasn't really for anything. Like
it was wasting his time. That's what it was. He didn't get anything out of it.
Would you have done it if they had Cheebos?
Probably. I heard a point. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing this for? And I stopped.
That changes a lot of stuff. Yeah. If you add achievements to that, that changes the whole thing. No,
it's a goal. It's a goal.
Yeah. Got to get Nintendo on board, you know? But again, this is something we've been saying on Throwdown for like almost 2 years now. We're like, listen, Microsoft wants to turn Xbox into a service. They want to get it on everything. So there you go.
They want you to have it everywhere.
Yeah, and then Game Pass games. Imagine being able to play if they're going to stream it, playing Game Pass games on the Switch. Now that would be something.
That's what I was thinking when they said we're going to get the app, because that's what they're expecting their app to do on Android and iOS.
Yeah.
So that'll be awesome. There you go. Then for everybody like myself that always wanted a portable Xbox, well, we never got it. Now we have it in the Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, we don't really have a lot of information on this right now. They just announced it, but the possibilities are pretty crazy. You know,
man, it's a game changer. It's a game changer. And if it works, if they can show proof of concept, hey, look, you log into the app, there's your profile. You can use the Joy-Cons, a Pro Controller, or your Xbox One controller, and select the game you want, and then poof, it streams. That's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Obviously, you know, the fanboys on Twitter were like, yo, man, we're going to get Xbox Live on PlayStation now. I don't know about all that.
But no, I could see something else. I could see something else for just people on Nintendo devices, but Microsoft trying to, just to show it's not all about just putting a service. I could see some of like Gears, maybe Forza. I could see some of these being ported to Switch. The earlier versions, I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
You know, imagine that, a Halo Switch game. A port?
That'd be crazy. Carlos would get it.
Carlos would get it twice.
You know, that's the butter series for him, man. Mm-hmm. What's going on all day? Yo, all day, I heard you were crashing OBJ's Division 2, man. What's up with that, bro? OBJ was playing. He said he was just fine. As soon as he started playing with you, the shit started crashing. By the way, that was one thing I forgot to say about the demo. Yo, the crashing is serious, bro. I had to redo a mission 3 times. As a matter of fact, I got to the end. I killed the big boss, you know. The shit disconnected. I had to do the whole thing over again.
Killed big boss. They posted online on their chat, too. They were like, listen, because the servers are getting hit hard.
Yeah.
You know, so whenever it would go live, everybody just jumping on at the same time and, you know, forcing reboots.
Yeah. But when it hits the lips, it's so good, though, man. I just love the mechanics of it, man. Because, you know, I'll be honest with you, most games, I don't like them. I don't care for their mechanics. They're just there. This shit is just so good, you know?
You really would have liked Wildlands then. See, the A-Team, the game,
I probably would have loved it. Yeah, I probably would have, you know?
Yeah. But,
you know, that's in the past now, you know? Where the fuck are we? Okay, this one's interesting. I threw this in there because I know some of you guys are probably know these guys. You know, Screw Attack? From back in the day, they are no more.
Oh, okay.
They closed up shop. They actually renamed themselves to Death Battle.
Okay.
But here's the interesting. Apparently, for the last, like, either months or maybe a year, all they've been doing is Death Battle type of content, like video game characters fighting against each other to the death. So they're like, okay, we're just going to, you know, change it to Death Battle. You know, I don't think they're getting rid of all their old shit like Machinima. You saw what happened with that. Mm-hmm. But apparently, I think the same company that owns Machinima also owns these guys, you know.
Was it Microsoft that bought Machinima? Somebody big bought Machinima.
Yeah, it was a big company.
It wasn't Microsoft.
It's called Otter Media. They're the ones that bought Machinimas. They wiped all that content. Years, almost a decade worth of content. They erased all that shit.
I thought they just took it down. I didn't know they deleted it.
They killed it all.
Yeah. Oh,
man.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, you know, if you guys have anything you want to share about Screw Attack, I never really saw them too much, but I know they were really, really big back in the day.
I mean, they were along the same, weren't they on along the same lines as
they were on Game Trailers. Trailer?
Yeah, they were on Game Trailers.
Yeah.
So I remember Screw Attack was, you know, used to host the Angry Video Game Nerd and used to, you know, funded those, remember those, it was a battle thing, right? That was done by the same guy that did Ruby. And he would animate these, like, you know, battles between, like, like famous video game characters. So it'd be like a bunch of Final, it'll be like the Dead or Alive team versus the Final Fantasy people. And it was actually that. Really well done.
I remember that.
That was through Screw Attack.
Yeah. Chris, do you know anything about Screw Attack?
Well, no, just the same things that Manny said. I know I used to watch AVGN. He was associated with them. A couple of the YouTubers used to be associated with them. I guess they were like the MCN back in the day. But yeah, that's all over now.
That's crazy, man. Adam, did you ever watch these guys?
No. If I did, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, here's the thing. Screw Attack was already, it was attached to game trailers. So it was, you know, you might have just thought, oh, yeah, this is a game trailers thing or something like that.
That's what I thought. But I knew they were their own independent thing, too. You know? But yeah, no, I saw a lot of people, they were just like kind of upset over the death, but they didn't realize they're not dying. They're just rebranding, you know?
But, yeah, they just kind of rebranded and they kind of refocused the company. Yeah. I mean, they've
been. Hey, Brett, you got a dip, bro?
I want to get. Oh,
I think I think.
Yeah, guys, I got to bounce for the night. Sorry to cut out so quick, but I will catch y'all on Sunday.
All right, man. Later.
All right, man. Peace.
Deuces.
Yeah. Otter Media bought Machinima. Microsoft was paying Machinima for positive Xbox One reviews at launch back in 2013.
Ooh. Yeah, that's why. I'm guessing that's why the name change happened, because they were already sold by that stuff.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, but Machinima. Yeah, but at least these guys didn't wipe their catalog. You can still go back and enjoy the old stuff if you want, you know? So, yeah, you know. But so it's not really a poor one out, because they're still around, kind of. They're just doing something different. Like they said, basically, if you had been following them until recently, you'd be like, okay, this is, you know, this is what, you know, it makes sense. But if you haven't, if you only watched their videos 10 years ago, you'd be like, oh, shit, they're dying, you know? It's kind of interesting. All right, and this one, I threw this in here for Chris and Manny. So Kingdom Hearts 3 has shipped 5 million across the world.
What?
No.
Good. Yeah, Chris, I got to put you on the spotlight right now. So,
if Square still says it underperformed, then I wouldn't be totally wrong.
That is also like, true.
They set super high expectations now
for
games. So if they go, oh, Kingdom Hearts 3 underperformed, then I'm vindicated.
Yeah.
Here's the thing to understand about a lot of Japanese studios nowadays. As you know, we as Westerners only see one portion of them. And a lot of these companies are not actually doing as well as we perceive them to be doing. You know, especially a lot of the big AAA companies like Capcom or Squaresoft or, you know, Square Enix or a bunch of those other companies. Maybe Namco is doing quite well. But the thing to understand is like mobile in Japan is the big thing. And if your company's only surviving on big tentpole things, that explains why. Places like Square Enix are saying, oh, this game needs to sell whatever in order to be profitable.
Yeah. I don't think they've come out to say what their projections were, but they seem to be happy with it. And then the other thing was, this is very interesting. So over on just PlayStation Network, so it's not everything, PlayStation Network, the number one selling game of last month was Kingdom Hearts, right? Resident Evil 2 was number 2. Over in the UK, Resident Evil 2 was the big seller. You know, and Kingdom Hearts was number 6, you know, which is very interesting. You know, but Manny, do you still stick with your thing that in the end, Resident Evil 2 is going to sell more than Kingdom Hearts 3?
I still think it's the bigger, more acceptable franchise. But, I mean, I can't say that... You know, re-releasing those games, you know, for PS4 and all that stuff hasn't had an effect. I mean, I went to, you know, this is something I haven't done in a long time. They had like an early launch for Kingdom Hearts, you know, instead of doing the midnight launch, they kind of did it. They let you pick up the game at 9 o'clock, but there was a huge line. And I've never seen that many people around the GameStop over there, but it was a pretty hefty line that was there. For that game, I'm like, really? For Kingdom Hearts? I mean,
today's the last day of the shop is closing.
Yeah, right. No, but it was. I mean, it was interesting to see that. And not to say, I was probably the oldest guy standing online.
Isn't that interesting? The shit I was telling you is like a lot of these guys are like younger guys that are coming.
Yeah,
into the series.
These were I want to say you know 20s, you know 20s, you know close to 30s, something like that. Stuff like you know people like that, you know. And I even saw a kid there, you know.
Yeah, not to get too off topic, man. You got to realize we're becoming those guys now.
Yeah,
remember last year you and I went to go see Iced Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
The audience is the same age that they were when we first got into that band. We were the oldest motherfuckers in there.
Yeah.
You know? Well,
you got, dude, you know who we are now. We're the guys at the back hanging at the bar.
Yes.
That's the old guys.
Yep.
They're the guys that are like, man, I am dealing with that mosh pit up in there in the front.
Hey,
I'm going to hang out here up in the back.
Yeah, we're those top. Guys now.
You're the guys in the back, you're the guys on stage, because remember, they're also old now.
Yeah, they're also old, too.
Yeah, you're right about that. Even when we saw Iron Maiden, I think it was last year, same thing. It was like, where's all these young guys? Like, remember when you saw Iron Maiden shows? We were the youngest guys. It was a bunch of old dudes there.
Yeah,
we're the guys in the back hanging out, drinking our drink, you know.
Man, tell you that? Look at them kids getting themselves killed over there.
Yeah, but anyway, the other thing, you know, that you saw, which you know, because here's the thing, you're still surprised by this, right? The whole Kingdom
I'm still
Hearts
surprised
thing.
By this.
Tell them what you saw in the train station.
I was in New York, you know, for the last few 2 weeks, and literally in the train stations, Kingdom Hearts ads. Never saw a Kingdom Hearts ad when the original games came out. Never. Not even any of those loopy sequels or, you know, prequels and things that they ever did. But for some reason, they're putting it out, pulling Final Fantasy Force right now. You know? You're just literally seeing all these train ads everywhere. So I've been in and out on 34th Street and in the train station there on 34th Street, which is Penn Station. Right there, we're walking out of the thing. Kingdom Hearts.
I think Disney's doing a really big push for this game.
Maybe they do have Disney. Because here's the thing: like, I want to say in the previous times, Disney has not been very not supportive, but they weren't promoting the games very much. Like, it was like it had Disney characters in it, but they didn't really kind of push it. They're just more like, you know, like. I always would say, like, okay, Kingdom Hearts has been around for how long? But yet and all, you can't find one bit of Kingdom Hearts merchandise inside of any of their parks or any of their toy stores or anything like that, which is odd. It's like you have a game, this literal game that has all of your characters and you're not promoting it. But you look at, okay, obviously you look at places like Japan where they're like, oh, yeah. It's all over. They even have Mickey Mouse wearing the friggin' costume from the game.
Yeah, Phantom Vash says Kingdom Hearts is huge. The only JRPG franchise bigger than Kingdom Hearts is Final Fantasy and Pokemon. Yeah, I guess. And I think, man, you touched on a good point. A lot of people got brought into Kingdom Hearts based off of the re-releases.
I think the re-releases had a big thing to do it, you know, do with it, because it's like, okay, you're introducing a whole 10 years later, you're introducing a whole new audience to these games. I mean, and not to say, you know, PlayStation 2 games kind of age pretty well, especially when they do the little kajiggering of with the texturings, you know, for the later games. So, yeah, I definitely think it brought in, but it goes from. Like from a fashion where I remember playing it, where it's like, oh, it's that Kingdom Hearts thing. Oh, okay, you're playing that game, but it wasn't really that big of a deal. Now it's like, whoa.
that may be part of why you're confused. Like, to me, I'm like, yep, this makes perfect sense, because I've just been seeing the hype off Twitter, right? And I'm like, okay, based off of that, this is going to be a monster, and you know, it is.
I don't see. You know? I mean, again, I don't pay attention to a lot of that sort of Twitter bullshit. So I, you know, to be honest, on anything on my list doesn't say anything about Kingdom Hearts, but you watch a lot more gaming people than I do, so. Or follow
yeah.
a lot more.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just like, I've been seeing Kingdom Hearts shit like crazy, especially over the last, like, you know, pretty much ever since the summer. Mm-hmm. Nothing but Kingdom Hearts, you know, and then I got to play myself and all that. By the way, I beat the game, you know, for you guys who are interested, I beat the game.
it's like, short? I don't know.
I beat it in 28 hours, but I just did.
That's short.
Yeah, that is short, actually. That is nowadays, you know?
Sure for nowadays, but at the thing at the same time, that's a usual, seems like a usual length for a Kingdom Hearts storyline game.
Yeah, because I didn't do any side stuff. I just did the
If you get involved in the side stuff and looking for all the treasure chests and completing the whole thing, the game takes way longer to do. That's the way the old games used to be, too.
Yeah. Fan of Ash, you know, not the question show, but since you're one of the hardcore, been with us since day one, we will answer your question. And actually, guys, if you want to ask us a question that's related to the topic we're talking about, feel free to.
Yeah,
I have a question.
Hold on, man. I got to answer this one first. What do you guys think of the fact that Digital Foundry said Kingdom Hearts 3 actually runs better on the Pro compared to the Xbox One X? That is interesting. I didn't know that until now.
Well, it plays better on the Pro in 1080p mode. So it plays better on the Pro in 1080p mode. When you throw it into the other mode, into semi 4K mode or whatever you want to call it, it actually has worse performance.
I've been noticing that people are like bringing this up, especially with like Pro versus X comparisons.
Yeah,
like. Why is it all of a sudden that now that people care that, oh yeah, some games in 1080p play better than the X does at 4K? It's like, well, what do you expect? It's running at a lower resolution. Like, you generally put any game at a lower resolution and be more stable. Resolution makes sense.
The funny thing is, Tony plays most of his games at 1080p,
I don't play those games. By the way, I did that. Because I only have a 1080p TV, so I toggled it between 4K and 1080p. I left that shit on 4K for like 3 seconds when I saw how choppy the frame rate was. I'm like, 1080p, go back, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather have that shit, you know, like a smoother game and stuff, you know?
So, yeah, you're seeing it on yours. Yours is running pretty close to lock 60.
Yeah, but it waves a little bit, you know? Yeah. But yeah, don't play that shit on. Yeah, but who cares, guys?
It doesn't matter what you're playing it on. I'm playing it on a PlayStation 4 vanilla, and it looks fine.
I love
fine
how these
to me.
PlayStation guys, as soon as they get one little win over the Xbox One X, oh shit, it's better. It's better. No, you know, come on, guys.
To be honest, are you
Brian, you know how it is with these fanboys, man. Any little victory.
I was seeing it when they talked about the Anthem demo. It's like, oh yeah, the Anthem demo plays better on PS4 than
who
it does
gives
on Xbox
a fuck?
X. And it's like, well, one, it's PlayStation Pro in 1080p mode, and two, who cares? And three,
who cares?
PC anyway. Like, you haven't won anything. You just won. Like, who has the longest short bus?
Yeah, you could.
Well done.
You won because you have the ability to switch your game into 1080p mode, unlike the Xbox, where you can't do that. You know, that's like the only difference.
Two dudes out there measuring, you know, their dicks and shit. It's like, yeah, but that horse has a bigger dick than both of you guys.
Why are we worrying about 4K, guys? Seriously,
Man, 4K, that shit is played out, son. 8K, motherfucker.
Even the Xbox, even the current Xbox, has issues playing at 4K. So why are we even worrying about 4K?
I think they worry and care because that's how the manufacturers are pushing. That's how Microsoft and Sony.
Yeah,
this is how they sell it.
They push they sold.
They yeah, they push to it to death.
But you remember how they HDR. Tried to sell? You they tried to HDR. Sell us at 60, 1080p, 60, 60. I'm like, how much of the games? I would like somebody to do some research. How many actual games for the Xbox and the PlayStation 4 are actually 1080 60?
You'd be surprised. It's very low numbers.
And of course, it's a very low number.
Which makes you wonder.
We're already talking about 4K when we barely even had a 1080 handle.
Yeah, you couldn't get 1080 60. Now you suddenly want to jump to 4K.
You want to jump to 4K?
Fuck out of here. And now motherfuckers on my 8K. It's like, really?
Oh, yeah. So now let's see what happens when with the new generation, the next generation, the PlayStation 5 and all this. It's like, what are you going to advertise?
You know what we're going to get? We're going to get some perfect 1080p on that new PlayStation/Xbox. But dude, when you start throwing it out into overdrive into 4K mode, then everything's going to be like, oh, yeah, it runs at a checkerboarded blah, blah, blah resolution.
Hey, I'm sorry. I need to do this, man. Some of these console fans are fucking stupid. Okay, they expect PS5 and Xbox 2 to run every game at 4K 60. Are you fucking kidding me? That's not happening, you know?
That ain't going to happen. You're gonna get, if you want to get that, you better buy a PC.
You know what's gonna happen?
You're gonna get 4K, but you're gonna probably get 4K 30.
You know, GZDR says these studies should convince Microsoft and Sony that what their next console should go for 1440p/60 or 120. Yes, most PC guys, Brian is one of them. They like 1440p, which is 2K. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Why not go for 2K once in 60 frames?
Because it's a partnership with the TV manufacturers.
That's exactly what it is. They do
4K and now 8K.
Yeah, and now since people have been fed that, it's like, oh, 2K.
Yeah, you know? I'm not 2K, going backwards. How dare you? Isn't that tube? Isn't that tube view, huh?
You know, what is this, man? I'm 4K. You know, why am I selling a Snagglepuss right now? Fan of Vash says, I personally don't care because I play on a vanilla PS4. Was just curious since I saw a lot of people talking about Kingdom Hearts 3 run better on PS4 Pro. It's a bunch of ponies, man. I don't even worry about those motherfuckers, man. And you know what? I mean, here's a radical thing I'm going to say. If you're playing on the base PlayStation 4, you're still having a good time. Oh, my God. Shocker. You know, come on, man.
Good time, man.
You know, shit. People are crazy, man.
They just go with the propaganda that's fed to them.
That's all it is. They believe the propaganda is nonstop in their face, so then they eventually start spewing it themselves. Like, but it needs the 4K. You know, and it's just the way it works. That's why I'm really not excited or hyped for the next gen of consoles, because they barely pull this one off.
Yep, man. We'll see about that. You know, I just want games, man. Just give me them games. All right, go ahead.
As anything, if anybody wants to, you know, the perfect testament to this is our good buddy the Switch, the company that is the lowest, you know, in power, the lowest, you know, in a lot of different things, right? You know, technology. It's using a dirt old system, and it's even they even put a little bit of a bar on top of it to stop it from overheating, so it's even less powerful than an Ouya, that the system it's even based on. But yet, what are people talking about on that thing? They're talking about the games. They're not talking about how many P's the damn thing can throw on the TV. You know what I mean? So yeah. It always shows that the games are the things that sell these consoles. Plain and simple, doesn't matter. We have the most powerful console out there. And what's going on with that?
Nothing's going on. The least powerful console is destroying it.
Yeah, you know? the least powerful console in the market, just like it was in the previous two generations ago with the Wii, was kicking everybody else's ass. Why was it doing that? Because of the games, games. That's what we're talking about. You give people a good enough visual, you know, good enough visuals, you know, like Mario Galaxy or you know one of those things. You give them that. And people don't care as long as the gameplay is good and the graphics are passable. That's it. And what's giving PlayStation its hand? Because they have a lot of Japanese companies, a lot of companies are supporting them. They have games.
Boop. Yeah, exactly. All right. I'm going to give out yet another code for Vermintide 2 for the Xbox One. Just like before, first come, first serve. All right. And since we don't have any more topics here, let's talk about what games we have been playing lately. Manny, have you played anything?
I mean, I'm currently playing Kingdom Hearts. I mean, obviously, I haven't been able to play a lot of it. I'm currently in Toy Story Land. I still have to finish that off. But I'm digging into old Manny, which is Manny from 17 years ago when he played Kingdom Hearts 2 and got every single thing inside of the game. I'm getting that guy. He's doing this stuff, and he's going in there and trying to get everything done. I haven't done that in such a long time where it was just like I've just totally focused on something that was like a longer RPG. It's been a long time, so it's good stuff. So, yeah, I'm liking what I'm playing so far, and, you know, can't wait to get to the end game on it and see what the hell this bullshit is about, which I probably won't.
Yeah, because you didn't play any of those crazy offshoots.
I mean, I got a good idea from the 10 different recaps of all the stories that I've seen. So I've got a pretty good idea of who Xemnas is, and I already know who Ansem is, and you know Xehanort and all those other fools. So yeah, I got a good idea of what's going on there, but. So far, it's fine, you know. I think, as I said to you, when you were starting to play the game, it's not the Disney characters that are the problem in the Kingdom Hearts games. It's the Kingdom Hearts characters that are the problem. They're the guys that have the overly complicated kookball stories.
Yeah, when you go to the Disney worlds, that's simple because you're just recapping the movies, basically. You know, Rapunzel, exactly. She's coming out of her fucking tower, you know.
Yeah, Rapunzel's coming out of the tower. You're doing an adventure with the Toy Story guys. You're going and playing through Monsters, Inc. And, you know, that's what you're doing. So you get those. But then when you have like the Deus Ex Machina character shows up, like, you must go find the darkness within your heart and go deep inside of it and return it to its original. It's like, oh, come on, guys. Seriously.
To me, playing Kingdom Hearts 3 is like what somebody who never played a Metal Gear game must have felt like when they played Metal Gear Solid 4. That's what I think.
Yes.
You know? Like, I played Metal Gear Solid 4, and, you know, Chapter 3, when it's just a big info dump, to me, that was fucking amazing. Because I
had been, that's why.
I'm like, oh shit, it's just... But imagine you never played those games. You'd be like, what the fuck?
When Big Mama does the big info dump and literally tells you what happened and with the deeper meaning of all the previous games, where it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and this one is.
But
like,
then everybody else is like, what?
Yeah, see, in this game, like, you could tell they're doing a lot of those moments, you know, that are supposed to be like, oh shit. But I'm like,
yeah, like there's literally a portion where Mickey Mouse essentially goes through the whole story, the main storyline of the game. He's like, oh, when Xemnas, when he split himself apart into blah 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 13 parts. It's like, oh jeez,
it's crazy. All right, Chris, what have you been playing lately?
Oh, I just been playing Resident Evil 2.
Yes,
I'm going for that platinum, like I tweeted, man. But some of it's tough because once you beat the second run, you got to do Fourth Survivor. I got to do the Tofu mode. And I'm trying to get S Plus and Hardcore right now to earn the extra weapons. So it's crazy right now.
Yeah, good luck with that, man. This is tougher than Resident Evil 7, isn't it?
It is. It is for sure. I'm like, shit, man. I wasn't this frustrated playing Madhouse mode in Resident Evil 7, man. It's crazy.
Oh, man. All right, Carlos, what have you been playing lately?
Resident Evil 2, and what else? Oh, Anthem. Playing Anthem, we streamed that shit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we played it, you know. You guys can check it out.
Oh, man, sick. I mean,
it's a good game, you know. It's just, you know.
Yeah, we like to knock it down because it's a blatant ripoff of Destiny. It's just, it has a different skin on it. But, hey, it plays really good. There were some pretty good parts, but what I told Brett earlier is that the demo is pretty good, but just wait for the real game to be hyped because Destiny did that shit to me. It's like,
yeah.
You can make these games look really good in a really small package, but once you try to sell you the $60 experience, it's like, hopefully they can live up to the hype, and we'll see.
Yo, man, they should just make it a battle royale game and make it free, right?
I know, right?
Crazy.
And that's pretty much all I've been playing. All
right, Brian, what have you been playing lately, man?
I've been playing some Resident Evil 2.
Oh, wait a second.
No, I haven't.
I was about to say, Brian, you mean from 1998? Because I know you don't play new games.
That was on his backlog.
Exactly.
No, I've actually been playing Soma, PS4 title that was released like last year or this year. No, last year, sorry. The horror title where you are playing as a person who's underwater and need to find out what the hell is happening.
Dude, wasn't that a
Yeah, that was...
From the same guys that made Amnesia and Amnesia the Dark Descent.
Yep. I mean, I've seen some pretty good things about that game.
It was actually quite good. Mm-hmm. Very similar vein.
You actually finished it?
Of course. I finished all my games.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying you actually finished. You're playing and like, oh, you could be like halfway through. You know, that's what I was thinking.
Oh yeah, yeah, I finished it like 2 days ago. Yeah, quite interesting. Not as scary. Like after you get used to the mechanics, and after you're used to how those style of games play, then you kind of like start to figure out how you can actually get around like the monster things, and also so it's not as scary and as tense, but still quite something. Yeah, quite a fun game. Can't really talk much about the ending because kind of a spoiler ending, but it does have some really cool themes about the about what it means to be a human being.
I actually watched a playthrough of that game because I wasn't actually too interested in playing it, but it does have a very interesting story.
It does. The ending is really quite something. It's like one of the few endings that actually made me feel sad. Like, oh.
It's like, oh yes, but that does make sense.
Yeah.
By the way, it's Glorious like, War says the game came out in 2015.
All right, yeah, at some point in time. Well, I don't know when it came out, but I knew it came out at some point. But yeah, it just has a really powerful ending because you kind of get told what the ending will be, but you don't kind of pick up on it, and then it happens, and you're like, as Manny says, like, yeah, yeah, makes sense. Fuck. I'm sad now. So hence, to make myself feel better, I'm going to blow stuff up in Just Cause 3. So there we go. And also, right now, I'm waiting for the Division beta to download.
Nice. See, by the way, that game, Division 2, made me go, damn, I wish there was crossplay. I'm just being real, so I could play with Brian, you know? Oh, well. All right, Adam, what have you been playing lately, man?
Detroit, Become Human, playing that. And on Switch, Diablo 3, still playing that. And that's it. I pretty much have tons of stuff in my backlog, but, you know, Division time. It's just around the corner. I have a countdown clock. So I've just been reading up as much as I can about the gear sets and just all the new RPG elements that they've added, the 14 different mod items that you could put on your gear. That's crazy. So just getting ready for that part of the game.
Nice. For me, I beat Kingdom Hearts. When the hell did I beat that? On Monday, I think. I don't know. I beat it earlier this week. I didn't do a review for it. I did more like just my impressions, and which just basically, I don't know what the fuck's going on in this game, but I liked it. Because again, the actual mechanics, it's a hack and slash game. I know they say it's RPG. It is technically, but it's a hack and slash game. At least that's the way I see it.
I feel like it's like a. I've always felt like it was a precursor to the. Which game? To Final Fantasy, the latest Final Fantasy game?
15?
Yeah. Where it's like, you know, it's more action or more action-y than RPG.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 15 combat mechanic is better than Kingdom Hearts, though, in my opinion. Again, don't know what the fuck was going on in the story, but I liked the cinemas. They were very nice to look at. You know, and it was kind of fun seeing them recreate some of the Disney stuff. But yeah, like the last, I would say, third of the game when it's just pure nothing but Kingdom Hearts, but like, whoa. My big disappointment is there's no, except for the Moogle, not a single Final Fantasy character, not at all, you know, and kind of sucks. We talked about this on the question show where I'm basically kind of wishing for something I was never there to begin with. I was like, yo, I wanted to go to Final Fantasy World and fight with Cloud and all these other guys, but they don't really do that. I can understand, that's fine, but
Cloud was in it. But, you know, he was not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you go to, like, you know, Rapunzel World and you fight with her and you know, that dude and shit, right? I want to do that with Final Fantasy. Like, go to Midgar and fight alongside Barrett and Tifa. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. But, you know, they never did that. So I can't complain about that. But, by the way, and I need to throw a little bit of shade right here, right?
I mean, you're throwing some shade?
A little bit. Because why is it that for years people have been telling me, Tony, you need to play Kingdom Hearts. You need to play Kingdom Hearts. Now that I've played Kingdom Hearts, same dudes, quiet. They're not saying nothing. What's up with that? You know, they're not even asking me what, you know, my thoughts are. Nothing. Like, okay, you've been wanting me to play these games, this series for years. Now that I have played it, nothing? Really? Come on, man. Fucking bullshit.
They just wanted you to play.
I think that's what it is. But I played it, but, you know, it's like that. I don't know. It's funny to me. So I played that. Played the Division beta. Like you know, we said we're going to do stream that tomorrow and Saturday, which will be a lot of fun. I like it. I'm really digging it. I think they're doing a better job. You know, it's fantastic. The mechanics are just so good, Ben. And I can't talk about this other game, but I will give you very blunt clues that'll be very easy. I'm also playing another Ubisoft game that comes out next Friday, and it's a first-person shooter. I think you know what it is, and it's very colorful. Like, I'm making it very obvious when I'm playing right now, but I can't say if I like it or not, so which kind of stinks I can't say that, but I can share my thoughts on next week before the game comes out. I can't say when the embargo lifts, but yes, I'm playing that. I feel like there was something else I snuck in there. I don't know. I'm old. So yeah, that's what I've been playing in. Again, I want to thank Robert Workman for giving us those codes for Vermintide. I'm going to toss them into the chat again, because I don't know if anybody picked it up. We don't have a lot of Xbox guys here, but, if you're interested in Vermintide,
yo, man, you trying to say that nobody let no Xbox in here? No,
hey, I know our fans, man. I'm just saying, you know. So I'm gonna toss these codes in there. If you get them, good luck. But yeah, again, thanks to Robert. We'll have him on the show again soon, especially probably around when Division comes. Mm-hmm. By the way, with the Division, it's crazy. I've written so much about that fucking game. Like, I looked, I didn't realize I've already written 5 pieces, and I'm probably gonna do another one over the weekend for the beta, you know. And then obviously the review, you know. Going in, man, going in hard.
Yo, man, you going on that Vision?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, shout out to Ubisoft, man, giving me the opportunity, you know, flying me to events, inviting me to shit, you know, that good food, you know.
Thinking about, like, just to reminisce a little bit about the past, but think about that, like, back when we kind of started doing this, going down this sort of road, right? Even with torrents, we never really got anything like that before, where they literally flew your ass down, you paid for a hotel, you know, and they get you in there to talk about the game.
Yeah, think about it. They offered to fly me out to San Francisco. I declined because, you know, I did the same event kind of in New York. The only difference was they got to play the game out of San Francisco. I just saw like a demonstration, but it was still the same info. But yeah, you're right about that. Like, Ubisoft, they invited us to E3, but they never invited us to any other press events. They never sent us any games, you know. But it made sense. We were a small site, you know. They weren't really going to be messing with us like that, you know. But mm-hmm. Ubisoft has always been good to me, you know. Good PR people over there. So shout out to them, man.
Our boy, man? What's his face? Who dresses like the comic characters?
Oh no, he doesn't work for them anymore. Oh, Andy, shit. Yeah, Andy. You probably see him on Twitter. He's the African dude who dresses like Black Panther and all these other characters. Looks fucking mm-hmm. awesome. Really good dude. We hung out with him at Smashburger. You know?
Yeah, man.
Good cool guy. Dude. What was I gonna say? Yes. Ubisoft is good. You know, good. They treated me right, so I'm glad I got the opportunity to check. And now they're sending me all their games. Like I said, I got another one. You know, that in the pipeline. You know. Good stuff. But yeah, you're right about that. Back when we started, man, you know, it wasn't like that at all, you know. Dude, I have like a bunch of events coming up this week in the city, you know. And that's the other thing, because part of me sometimes, you know, not to get too off topic, I think like my life would be easier if I lived out in LA for this industry, right? And it's true, in some cases it would be, but there's a lot of shit that happens in New York, which is great because I love New York, don't want to leave it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So yes, again, we're going to be streaming The Division 2 tomorrow, or Friday, you know, Friday at probably 11 p.m. Eastern, and we're just going to play the fuck out of it, and hopefully we don't get disconnected too many times, you know? So it'll be us playing with the fans as well, you know, so get ready for that. Some of the guys already want to.
So Adam, you down? You going to be playing? You going to play it? Division?
Oh, Adam's already gone, man. Adam's not feeling too well, so we'll see. Even if I got to play the shit alone, I'll do it, you know? But me and Carlos will definitely be in there. You know,
you gotta have something.
Gotta have something, man. Gotta have something.
Made a Division guy not here.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
it's crazy. All right.
Division, oh, yeah. Doesn't Division transcend sickness?
Division. You know. All right, guys. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our host Tony Polanco. Tonight is joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys. And also, don't forget, you got one more month of PlayStation Plus on PlayStation 3 and Vita. And right now on the PlayStation Store, you can get Metal Gear Solid 4 for free.
Yay, yay. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Deuces.
And Brian Munjoma.
how to be EA. Step 1. Tell gamers not to buy your product. Step 2. Gamers don't buy your product. Step 3. Step 4. Profit.
That's so good. EA is really vying for that most hated company in America award again, man. Shit. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow night, man. Peace out.
Later, guys.
Latest.